Welcome, everyone, to Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by Glenn Mack now. And we've got a lot to talk about, Glenn. We haven't talked since the loss in Atlanta, since really the bold predictions that you made last week that came to nothing. Nothing!
Yeah, unfortunately, none of that worked out for me or the Eagles. I wish I'd been correct in a few of those, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's your 0-1, just like we are. So, you know, we move on. The Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Big game, a lot to get to on the show today. We're going to give you a little scouting report on the Cowboys' big receivers. Who is that big receiver? Well, his name's not Dez Bryant. His name is Terrence Williams, and he will be a factor on Sunday. We'll also talk to Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, as he prepares for another NFC East rivalry. And we're going to get some more bold predictions from this guy as the Eagles get ready for the Cowboys.
Listen to me this week.
You're feeling initially right now?
I feel it's. I got it all this week.
Yeah, I bet
it's all
you
gonna
do.
Be.
Well, let's get you caught up on everything happening with the Philadelphia Eagles today. We send it out to Alex Smith, our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Today was the final day of media access here at the NovaCare Complex before Sunday afternoon showdown with the Dallas Cowboys. Today, we once again heard from Eagles head coach Chip Kelly, who said that while the Eagles may not have a quote-unquote number one receiver, it's better for this offense in the long run if everyone is involved.
We want to be able to get enough guys in there. It's a long season. It's a 16-game season. There's a lot of plays. You play four games in the preseason, and if guys weren't playing time, then they'll get playing time. And I think it makes us a better football team in the long run when everybody's contributing. You only have 46 guys dressed on game day. We feel like we've got a lot of depth at receiver right now, and we feel like we've got a lot of depth at tight end. We feel like we've got a lot of depth at running back.
Meanwhile, on the defensive side of the ball, we heard from linebacker D'Amico Ryans and defensive coordinator Bill Davis on how the Eagles will deploy their inside linebackers on Sunday.
We're rolling all three of them in kind of a little bit of a get back from injury mode, and how do we use these three in the right situation. So depending on personnel that comes at us, we kind of send in the inside backers in that kind of a format.
We'll see how it goes throughout the flow of the game. We'll see how the rotation goes. I mean, I expect it to pick up a little bit more.
Moving from the linebackers into the secondary, we heard from safety Malcolm Jenkins, who spoke about the challenges of Dallas not having Dez Bryant and how that means that Tony Romo will look to spread the ball elsewhere.
I mean, it's a little different, but not by much. Obviously, I think the emphasis goes a little bit more on Jason Witten, the backs, and some of the other receivers that they have. And Jason Witten's obviously, I think, one of Tony Romo's favorite targets. And so they're more than capable of moving on without Dez. And so we got to prepare like, you know, we want to win the game.
Connor Barwin also spoke about Tony Romo and the challenges that he presents to this Eagles defense.
Yeah, he's great at buying extra time. You know, he moves around well in the pocket. He's got great pocket awareness. He is a guy that kind of has the whole offense, so to speak, at his fingertips when he lines up every play, so he can change and get anything he wants. And more than anything, he does a great job kind of buying time for himself, which makes it always a challenge for us.
One final note, this will be the first Eagles-Cowboys game for all of the Eagles rookies inside the locker room. We caught up with Nelson Agholor today, who said that it's just another game for him as he begins his NFL career.
I'm focused on my teammates and the guys in this locker room. It's very important to us because it's the next game on the schedule. You know, we lost one already, and now it's time for us to bounce back. I think, you know, our effort's been great, our focus has been great, and what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to change our record.
That'll wrap things up on this 360 update. Be sure to get all of your latest Eagles news right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. Of course, it is the big week, the home opener. So many things happening at Lincoln Financial Field. And Glenn, a city that I sense is teetering here on it. Not exhaustion, but just kind of what happened?
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of trepidation because I think coming out of the preseason, everybody thought this was going to be easy. They were just going to roll Atlanta. Well, that doesn't happen. And Dave, that makes this Dallas game pretty critical. You lose the first two games of the season, your chances of making the playoffs are less than 10%. So I don't want to say must win, but pretty darn important.
Well, it is a very important game, and we've got a huge show for you today. We're going to talk to Merrill Reese, like I said. And when we return to Eagles 360, we're going to find out about those Dallas Cowboys, no Dez Bryant. How much of an impact is that? Orlando Scandrick, well, didn't seem to bother them in week one. We go behind enemy lines when we return on Eagles 360.
A wave of game day excitement is rolling into Dunkin'. Taste the new Tailgater Breakfast Sandwich stacked with smoked sausage, fire-roasted peppers, and onions. America runs on Dunkin'.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Welcome back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack. Now time to find out a little bit more about the Dallas Cowboys. Chris McPherson going behind enemy lines.
It's time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we welcome in David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com. Dallas, much like the Eagles, the Cowboys got off to a slow start on Sunday night against the New York Giants. However, unlike the Eagles, the Cowboys rallied and got the win. What did that mean for Dallas to get the season started 1-0?
It's absolutely huge, especially when you consider the fact that the Cowboys are starting their season out with two NFC East games back-to-back. We've been talking all offseason that it's probably Cowboys and Eagles to figure out who wins this division, and, can't afford an 0-2 start, especially an 0-2 start in the division. So, not the prettiest win in the world, but, nobody's going to remember that if the Cowboys get off to a good start, and certainly don't want to be heading up to Philadelphia facing the possibility of an 0-2 record.
David, without DeMarco Murray, there was already added pressure on Tony Romo going into this season. Now that Dez Bryant is out with a broken foot, how much more pressure is on the quarterback to carry the offense?
Good question. I guess you could call it pressure. The thing that strikes me is that, a veteran guy like Tony Romo, who obviously has no shortage of experience spreading the ball around, I don't really know that I would qualify it as pressure. It's just another obstacle that he has to overcome. And like you already mentioned, he lost his all-pro running back in DeMarco Murray. He's got a few unproven guys carrying the load back there behind him. He lost his all-pro receiver in Dez Bryant. So that just means he has to find other guys to make it work. Jason Witten still here. Cole Beasley and Terrence Williams are obviously going to need to step their games up. And then, there's a couple surprising wrinkles. Lance Dunbar, who's the third running back here, led the team in receptions on Sunday night. He had 70 yards. It's those types of things that are going to have to continue if you're going to make up for the loss of a guy like Dez Bryant. You obviously can't replicate what he does. But fortunately for the Cowboys, they do have an experienced guy like Romo who has no shortage of experience in spreading the ball around and finding different ways to get people involved.
David, what can you tell us about Terrence Williams, who I think will take over that number one receiver role in Bryant's absence?
I guess if there's one thing that jumps to mind about Terrence Williams, it's that he's got undeniable big play ability. He had three touchdowns in two playoff games last year. It seems like, I think I did the math on it this offseason. His touchdown runs are coming. He's scored 11 touchdowns in two seasons, first of all. And he's averaging those touchdowns from 30, 31 yards out. But the thing is that he's still working on consistency, because for every big play that he makes, he'll have a game where, he logs one or two or maybe no catches and just kind of seems to disappear. And I think that's the big thing the Cowboys are working on with him, is they want him to be more consistent. They don't want him to disappear from the game plan. And now, you could say maybe it's a good thing for Terrence that Dez won't be there. He's got a chance to be more heavily involved. Or, if he can't improve that consistency, maybe it's a bad thing because they won't be able to depend on him. I think that's kind of one of the big storylines while Dez is out. is, you know, how much advantage does Terrence take of this opportunity?
David, let's look at the defense for a second here. There's going to be no Greg Hardy because of the suspension. Same with Rolando McClain. And now Randy Gregory is out for the time being with a high ankle sprain. Where do you see the pass rush coming from? How do you see the Cowboys trying to slow down the offensive attack with DeMarco Murray and Sam Bradford at quarterback?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how you know, things change from week to week in the NFL. You know, 2 weeks ago, the Cowboys had a really fearsome-looking pass rush. You lose Greg Hardy to his four-game suspension. Then you lose Randy Gregory, who arguably was the best player in training camp. You lose him for, you know, at least 3 or 4 weeks with an ankle sprain. And now all of a sudden you're kind of scrambling. But, you know, they still have DeMarcus Lawrence, who's the number 34 overall pick. They just gave a 5-year extension to Tyrone Crawford at defensive tackle, which kind of gives you an idea of what they think he's capable of. And then, you know, other than that, I think they just patch it together and make it work. Jack Crawford is a versatile guy that they've got on the defensive line. And they actually drafted another defensive end behind Gregory and Ryan Russell. I think he'll probably get an opportunity to show something while Randy Gregory is out. But there's no doubt it's going to be challenging to deal with an offense like this when you're lacking so severely in the pass rush. And it's probably going to make it an even bigger challenge on guys like Sean Lee. It is going to make it a challenge on the linebackers behind the defensive line. There's no doubt about that. And especially, like you mentioned, with Rolando McClain not being there, it's going to be a tough task.
David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks so much, David. And we're going to hear from Merrill Reese, like we said, in a little bit later on. Next up, though.
Come on. Bold predictions.
The bold predictions.
I got them, Dave. They're right here, buddy.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear them. On the other side, Glenn Macnow's bold predictions. He's got a lot to make up for from last week.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
What makes a Temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry and white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. We are back, Eagles 360 time now. Glenn Macnow, he's going to give us his bold, we didn't say correct, we said bold predictions. There's a bit of putting yourself
the
out on a limb.
Bold.
And exactly,
yes.
You're doing a great job with it. What do you got?
Here you go. Number one. I do believe that Chip Kelly will feed DeMarco Murray the ball this weekend, not just because he's playing against his old team, the Cowboys, but because I think it's actually the most effective offense he can have. So I'll tell you that Murray's going to run for at least 90 yards and will score at least, he had 2 touchdowns last week, he'll score another one and it'll be a lot more value, a lot more yards.
And everybody will be able to breathe a little bit more easily, DeMarco Murray involved in the offense. And you know, let's talk about it, Glenn. The run game, not a factor on Monday night. The Eagles didn't call the run. The Falcons took it away. We saw how that helped put the Eagles in a big hole. And then they got it going in the second half with Darren Sproles running the football. Now, DeMarco Murray, a huge part of it. We talked about the touches here. How many would you like to see him get just generally?
I'd like to see him get between 15 and 20 a week. And I want to see him run between the tackles. You know, he kept doing the sweep to the right. He's got to trust those guards, does Chip.
and run it between the tackles.
Okay, so that is bold prediction number one from Glenn Macnow. How about number two?
All right, bold prediction number two, Cody Parkey. Talking about breathe easy. Cody Parkey will hit a field goal of at least 44 yards this week, and everybody will breathe a sigh of relief. Dallas's defense in the red zone is pretty good, so there will be the opportunity for him to have one between 40 and 50. He's going to make it. He's got to make it, because if he doesn't make it, then this team's got something else to worry about.
Your thoughts on Cody Parkey? It seems kind of premature to get on a kid who missed a field goal from 44 yards, pushed it right, hit it solid, just missed it. Pro Bowl season as a rookie. Why the concern with Cody Parkey?
Well, because he didn't play into the preseason. You know, he missed those games in the preseason. He had the groin issue going, so people haven't really gotten to see him kick in the season. He missed an extra point in the preseason. That adds to it. I think people just want that affirmation. If he kicks one long one, and he will this week, my bold prediction, everybody will be fine.
All right, Glenn Macnow says it, so it must come true. Bold prediction number three.
Well, you're setting me up. I see you setting me up, but that's okay. Here's bold prediction number three, and this is going to be one that it's easy to say that Dallas's most effective offensive player would be Jason Witten. That wouldn't be a bold prediction. So I'll give you somebody else. It's going to be that little annoying 5'8" Cole Beasley who's going to run a lot underneath. We talked about the problem the Eagles are going to have with the slot receivers this year. He's kind of that poor man's Wes Welker, and I think that Cole Beasley could have a lot of impact on this game.
Yeah, Cole Beasley was very difficult to contain for the Eagles last year. By the way, the Cowboys winning their last two games at Lincoln Financial Field, 7-5 overall. Weird series. The Eagles win in Dallas, and the Cowboys lately have won in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we thought it was all going to be right when we saw it last year at Thanksgiving. I do think the Eagles look good this week. By the way, I have two more bold predictions coming up Sunday on the kickoff show. Even bolder, so stay tuned for those.
Even bolder and hopefully a little bit more accurate
all right,
than they
come
have
on.
Been. But no worries. Hey, listen, we all got it wrong last week. Those are your bold predictions from Glenn Macnow. When we return to Eagles 360, we've got a little breakdown from the game plan crew on wide receiver Terrence Williams. But up next, the great Merrill Reese in studio.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You'll step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall. FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas. Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Any more chips? Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagles season tickets.
How do you know?
We both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Welcome to our studio. I'm with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Merrill Reese, preparing for yet, Merrill, another Eagles-Dallas Cowboys game. Early in the season, pretty important game.
Too early. I like Eagles-Cowboys to come a little bit later.
Well, let's talk about the importance of this game. What's it mean for the Eagles?
It's a very important game because you don't want to go 0-2. You don't want to go into a two-game hole in the NFC East. However, I object to the use of the word must, except if it's Chip Kelly saying must. Every week's a must game, and that's coach talk. But I think when analysts look at this game and say it's a must game for the Philadelphia Eagles, it's not. There are no must games in September. historically, going back to 2003.
I understand the literal implication of, yeah, of the word.
To me, a must game is when you can be eliminated that week.
Okay.
And we're talking about the second game of the season.
But it is
it's
a
very, very important
game. And
why
is it important to the Eagles, Merrill? Well, for many reasons.
For many reasons. Number one, you want to show that everything you've worked for in the offseason is working. Number two, it is a not only a conference game, but it is a division game against the team that is considered the one that's going to provide your stiffest competition this year. And number three, it's at home. The fans are frustrated by what they saw in the first half, anyhow, Monday night. And it's the kind of game that could launch a lot of good things to come.
Your expectations, Mario, you talk about the first half in Atlanta, terrible performance all around for you. Mm-hmm. Your expectations now, as you look at the Eagles from an offensive standpoint first.
I think they're a good team. I think they're a very explosive team. I'm not prepared to look at what I saw in the first game of the season and say, oh, there are big troubles ahead because they couldn't run the football effectively, which is a key to this offense. I don't feel that way. I have felt for a long time that whether it's the Eagles or anybody else, the first four games are a feeling out process. The starting players see very little game action in the preseason. And then you go to the most important member of the offense, Sam Bradford. He hadn't lined up in a regular season game since October 20th, 2013. And yeah, he looked great in Green Bay, but it's so different. I mean, this is the big stage, Monday Night Football, regular season game, opener.
Right,
and it takes a while to feel the timing of the game.
So you feel he's in his groove now?
I think that he was in his groove when we left the game on the Monday night. He looked really good.
Yeah, the Eagles offense was up and down. We know that, down and up, actually. The running back situation still needs to work itself out with three excellent backs. And I think Chip Kelly kind of explained it this week. They didn't run the ball. So you can't really say they didn't run the ball effectively because they didn't call runs. Now, I expect them to try to run the football a lot on Sunday. Do you?
Well, I would think so. Mm-hmm. I would think so. And you want to see the offensive line pick up its play and explode against the Cowboys initially. I think they're going to run the football. I think they're going to throw the football. But this is an offense predicated as a run-first offense, predicated on being successful on the ground and opening up the passing game.
Eagles defense, no Dez Bryant. The impact of missing Dez Bryant in this Cowboys passing game.
It's a big impact. I mean, how can you say it's not? This is the player who had three touchdowns and over 100 yards against them in the game that actually broke their backs last December 14th at the lake. So missing their most dangerous weapon, that is big. That doesn't mean that you say, well, without Dez Bryant, it's a walk in the park, because it's not. Because they have other weapons. They have one of the best tight ends in football in Jason Witten. Terrence Williams is not a bad football player. That little Cole Beasley is a perpetual pest, especially on third downs. There are things, and Tony Romo, I have, over the years, been unkind in some of my evaluations of Tony Romo. Oh, he's a little bit overrated. He hasn't won many playoff games. But Tony Romo has grown into a heck of a quarterback. He's a solid passer. He's very, very smart. He's crafty. He knows how to play the game, and he knows how to win.
Yeah, and potentially a Hall of Fame quarterback who's put up some absolutely huge numbers. Merrill, last thing, the importance of starting quickly. I know Eagles fans are very restless. Uneasy might be a better word. Mm-hmm. How important is it to get off and get off really strong?
I think it's good. I think it's very important. That's what you want. The crowd's going to be revved up by game time. They will have long forgotten what happened in Atlanta, and you don't want them to say, oh, no, here we go again. You want to come out and put some points on the board. Even if you don't, you want to come out and pick up three first downs, or you want to come out and shut the Cowboys down 1-2-3. You need to make a big play. You need to do something to really get the link rocking.
Yeah. Well,
and once that happens, I think the Eagles are going to be just fine, thank you.
I feel Lincoln Financial Field trembling already, and we're not even close to game time.
I cannot wait.
Merrill Reese, we thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
In studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
This fall at Dunkin' Donuts, get lost in pumpkin. Pick up your favorite pumpkin-flavored beverages and baked treats like the new Pumpkin Cheesecake Square while they're still here. America runs on Dunkin'.
Travel with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles for more information. Welcome back, Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here. Time now for a little scouting report on a wide receiver who could have a big impact in Sunday's game. His name is Terrence Williams, and our game plan crew, Ike Reese and Mike Quick, break him down.
A little bit of bad news last week for the Dallas Cowboys, Mike. They're going to be without arguably the best wide receiver in all of football for a little while in Dez Bryant. But the man that will be slated to take his place and fill his role will be second-year wide receiver Terrence Williams out of Baylor. You watch him here versus zone coverage. Tony Romo has confidence in him. This is last year. He's a big play receiver if you allow him to get the ball in his hands.
Well, the way they run their offense, and you'll see a lot of play action passes, and it really helps. Watch this play action. It'll hold those linebackers, which creates a really big void at the second level and gives a lot of space for Williams to run that route and for Tony Romo to stick it in there. But it's really the play action that gets him so wide open. He runs a nice dig route, but the play action really opens him up.
Yeah, and again, with Dez Bryant being out, he's going to see a lot of coverage. You see him down here in the preseason this summer. You got bump and run up on the line of scrimmage. Does a nice job of stemming and then finding a way to get open.
Yeah, like in that stem, he really hesitates at the line of scrimmage, and it allows that window to open up. That's just the timing of this thing. They want him to hesitate a little bit, because it opens that big window and gives Romo just an easy throw on the slant route. This is very effective.
Yeah, nice job, nice throw, gets inside. Does a good job of catching the ball. Certainly can't take him lightly. You watch him last week versus the New York Giants. He's up top here. He got a little off coverage. They're going to read it with a two high. Safety's here. He's going to be able to sit down at about 10 yards, catch the ball, and then give you a little run after the catch.
Yeah, a lot of space given to him on the outside, and I don't think the Eagles are going to have to give him that much space.
See, Romo looks out there. Once he sees that corner is off, he already knows where he's going with the football.
Ike, and on this play, he really does a nice job after he catches the ball, recognizing where his blocks are and getting the ball upfield.
Yeah, again, Bryant out, Terrence Williams becomes the number one option for Tony Romo next week. Eagles must find where he's at all times.
Thanks so much, guys. Glenn, some final thoughts here on Eagles-Cowboys as we get ready for the first big NFC East showdown.
Final thoughts are, it's crazy to think an early season game is this important, but you do not want to fall two games back in the division to your rival. This is on a scale of 1 to 10. This is about a 9 in importance.
Especially without Dez Bryant, without Randy Gregory, yeah, without Orlando Scandrick, potentially an offensive line hit for the Cowboys as well with the right guard. So it is a big one. And I think just for the psyche of the city and the confidence of the team,
everybody's
going
to need to breathe easy. And a win, hey, everybody's back on that Super Bowl Express.
Good stuff. Glenn Macnow, thanks for joining us. He does it every Tuesday and Thursday here on Eagles 360. For Glenn, I'm Dave. We thank you for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.